Pleasant greetings to you, Sheree here, and on my plate is When No One Is Watching by Alyssa Cole. This is the first work I've actually read from this author, so I'm not really familiar with her works, and I like it like that, actually. A fresh look, you know, prejudices. Okay, this work is categorized as a thriller. This is, once again, When No One Is Watching, which is a New York bestseller released in September of 2020. The book is 352 pages. Halfway through is 172 pages, which falls in the middle of chapter 11. Now the question is, are you gonna finish that? Not yet. Okay? Not yet. Let's talk a little bit about the book. Okay, it begins from Sydney's point of view. Sydney is what appears to be a native New Yorker. And she's very interested in history. So she takes a tour of her own neighborhood, which has changed over the years. Okay, now this is in the prologue. Okay, now there are people who prefer to keep a clean language novel at bay. At hand. Now this does begin with profanity. So let you know that. The scope of her neighborhood is starting to change, and basically that's what this book is about. This book is about what's going on with the neighborhood. Now, once again, it is a thriller. So we get the sense that something sinister is going on. Now, once again, I haven't read the full book. Halfway through, 176 pages. In the middle of chapter 11, that's where I am. So I don't know what happens. I just know what has gone on so far. Okay. Chapter 1. Once again, this is told from Sydney's point of view. And what a clever way to get an intro to other characters. Sydney is sitting on the stoop, maybe, on the porch. And she's looking around the neighborhood. At the characters in the book. And that's how we get our introduction to a lot of the characters. Now, I must say, this is just a little tad, just a little tidbit of information. In the first chapter, Sydney calls her mom, Mommy. That is so cute to me. She is an adult, right? And she calls her mom, Mommy. It reminds me of an old friend from a job that I had years ago, and she was much older. Well, I won't say much, but she was older than me, and she called her mom, Mommy. I thought, wow, you know, first time hearing it, that's kind of weird, but it was so cute, you know. Well, anyway, you know, that's Sydney. She's from New York, and so was my friend. All right, now the second chapter is from Theo's point of view. Theo was actually introduced to us in the prologue. We didn't know his name at the time, but now we do. His name is Theo, and his first chapter, which is chapter 2, told from his point of view, gives background about his living arrangement, his current relationship, his childhood. That's what we get from chapter 2, Theo's. chapter. Now, the book is told in first person, and once again, it alternates throughout the book between Sydney and Theo. Okay? Now, as I read the book, it kept my interest. I was, you know, into the book. There were times where it seemed something weird was going on, something sinister was going on, but you never really get that full moment, okay? I mean, it's obvious at some point, you know, a few things. Well, I'll say there's one instance where it's obvious, okay? Something was not right about that. Something was not right about that. You know, there may be instances where someone thinks, well, maybe that's all in her head. Maybe that's all in his head, you know. Not telling who, okay? But it never really get the full weird or sinister moment. You never really get it. But there's one time it's like, okay, now something's going on. But that's around halfway. So I had to put the book down to come to you in this way. Am I going to finish that? Well, of course. Now you know the answer is yes, because I'm in the middle of something going on. I'm in the middle of, hey, what's going on, you know? Now to talk a little bit about how I feel about the work, it's a descriptive piece of work, but not overly descriptive, you know? It's not where she's talking about, you know, every step someone takes, every move, every step, you know, or every thought that comes in someone's head. Now, when you're first into the book, there isn't much dialogue, so it's more about what, you know, someone is thinking. But as the story progresses, you get more and more into, you know, you get dialogue between characters. And there is also, at the end of each chapter so far, there is a presence of social media. You see a social media interaction between characters. And I thought that was very interesting and very informative in a way that it's not necessarily the character's point of view. Okay. Now there are unlikable characters in this book. There are unlikable character traits, but that's how life goes. That does not make me put a book down because I don't like a character. Once again, that's, you know, that's how life goes. And there's another part of the book that I, you know, another factor where the author weaves history into this work of fiction, and I like it. Of course, you know, I start, you know, tip-tapping, you know, my fingers across the keyboard, looking up, was that true? And for the most part, you know, the author may have gone more into detail when she did her research, but yes, these are facts, you know, and that's very interesting. So once again, are you going to finish that? Yes, I am. I am ready to get to page 352. How about you? Have you ever picked up When No One Is Watching? Will you pick up When No One Is Watching by Alyssa Cole? And are you going to finish that? Thank you for listening to Are You Gonna Finish That? Cherie here. Until next time.